Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for spending some time with me today. You know how much I appreciate that. I never take your time for granted. We do our best around here to make sure that whatever time you give us, whether it be during the live show or if you go back and listen to the show later on from our website, any of the replay options that we have, the streaming or the podcasting or whatever that you can find there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We always try to make sure that that we have programming that's worth your time, and I think you're going to agree with me, especially this half hour, because Stephen M. R. Covey is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm very excited and honored to be able to say that we've had two Stephen Coveys on our show and who have become members of our Brain Trust. Stephen R. Covey, who is the father of Stephen M. R. Covey. And I know Stephen certainly doesn't know he likes it when I say that as well. Stephen, though, is an outstanding author in his own right, the author of The Speed of Trust, The One Thing That Changes Everything. He's been on the show many times before. And he's got some, he's bringing with him today some news about the success of this book. Stephen M. R. Covey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a thrill for me to be on your show. I just love it every time.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I enjoy having you here as well for many reasons, not the least of which is the fact that we like talking about trust around here. But before we get into that, I want you to tell the audience about some of the let's have a little success story report here. Tell us about how the book's doing.
Well, the book is doing fantastic. The hardcover has been out for the last 15 months, and our softcover book of The Speed of Trust just came out 2 weeks ago. And in its first week out, we did fantastic and hit bestseller lists all over, including number one on Wall Street Journal business books, which is very exciting. And this coming week will be number three on New York Times. So
congratulations.
We're absolutely thrilled.
Congratulations, Stephen. And see what happens when you spend time with me on the Small Business Advocate Show, Stephen.
I was going to say that was the next my next point. Is I wanted to say, and thank you, Jim, being part of your show and everything and reaching people is actually truly how we get the word out.
That was the tipping point, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Stephen?
You never know what the tipping point was, but I dare put money on that, sure.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, you've heard me say it before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. And Stephen and his book are certainly examples of that. And by the way, it's important that we mention Rebecca Merrill also, who was a co-author with you in the book. Stephen, my audience knows how much I have talked about trust, and I've been talking about it. You know, you and I met a little over a year ago, but I've been talking about trust on this show for over 10 years. It's been an abiding element in the discussion, in the discourse, in the elements of successfully operating a business that I think has been important to talk about for, you know, ever since I've been on the show. I've mentioned to you that my friend R.K.C. and Cuddy also wrote a book on trust, and yep. He and I've been talking about it for a long time, and so my record is clear on this issue. And so the thing that I try to tell people is that there's that trust, as you have said, it's the essence of everything. And you know, when we drive down the road, I trust you, Stephen, who are coming at me from the other side of the road with only a line between us, a painted line between us. I trust you to stay on your side of the road. I trust when we go to a restaurant that you're not going to throw food at me. You know, all the, you know, we trust people to consume a meal and to be able to pay for it when they're through, and et cetera, et cetera. The trust is everywhere, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. And those illustrations, we take for granted, but fundamentally they are based on trust. And if we ever were to lose that, you know, try to imagine a world without trust. Try to imagine a world in which you didn't dare drive down the street because you didn't know if you could trust the driver coming at you that they wouldn't swerve mm-hmm. right into you purposefully.
Mm-hmm. Like driving in Italy, you mean?
You got it.
Where street and traffic signs and markings are merely suggestions. but that's exactly right. I tell you what, Stephen, hold on to that thought. Stephen M. R. Covey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Speed of Trust. He and I will be right back. More to come. When we come back, we're going to talk about trust as a best practice in your business. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Your love lifted me higher.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Stephen M. R. Covey is our guest. As you know, he's the author of The Speed of Trust, award-winning book, best-selling book on all the best-selling books, its lists, and just doing so great now, out in paperback, available wherever books are sold. Folks, be sure to check out, if you get a chance, be sure to check out my two websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's where you can get Small Business Answers Now. Lots of good stuff there, including this interview. Later, if you want to go back and listen to it again, this interview, you can do that. And also the past interviews that we've had with Stephen M. R. Covey. Stephen, as I think about trust, I think about two kinds. Maybe there's more than two kinds, but help me with this in a second. Mm-hmm. The first kind of trust is the kind we were talking about earlier. I trust you to stay on your side of the road. I trust you to pay your bill. I trust you to behave properly in certain settings. You trust me to do the same thing. My employees, I hire an employee, I trust them to show up at work on time. They trust me to pay them and for the check to clear. Those are, you know, let's call that low-hanging fruit trust. That's mm-hmm. that's the kind of trust that's not even low-hanging, it's laying on the ground. It is just understood.
Right.
And then is it appropriate to say that there's another level of trust where you actually take trust and execute with it, you employ it, you actually launch your company with certain intentional, you know, other sort of trust as a product, trust as a tool? What do you think?
I completely agree with you, Jim. The basic level of trust is what makes the world go round. You know, that keeps society functioning.
It's basically unspoken.
It's right? almost unspoken, and it's, yeah. you only really notice it when you start to see it violated, and because it would be so disastrous. But there is another level of trust, another layer where you see leaders, you see companies that become very deliberate about creating trust as a core product of who they are, as an asset of their company. And it's not just a, you know, nice to have social virtue for them. It becomes a vital part of distinguishing them and who they are. They're going to trust their people. They're going to trust their customers. They're going to trust their partners. It doesn't mean that they do it in a blind way where they just trust indiscriminately regardless, mm-hmm. but they extend trust, and with that trust you have expectations, you have accountability, but there's trust being extended. And what they find is that most people respond well to that trust that's given, mm-hmm. and they reciprocate it back, and they rise to the occasion. It brings out the best in people. A few people may abuse it, and I recognize there's always a few abusers out there, but too often what's happened, Jim, is we've let the few define for us the many.
That's the problem. That's one of the problems we've gotten.
We can't trust. Yes. Tell us about the 90% that we can.
And we've started regulating industries based on those 10%, haven't we? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take issue with you a little bit, Stephen Covey.
Please.
I think it's less than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I think it may be as little as 1% or less than 1%, but those are still the ones that get the headlines, and those are the ones that sometimes our government tries to regulate around.
You know what? At a very... significant level, I agree with that. I think it's very small. And we design our rules really for those 1% that might be cheating and the like, and it affects the other 99%.
For example, WorldCom, Enron, Tyco,
yep.
Adelphia, those guys, I did the math on those back in 02, Stephen, and those guys represented 8/10,000ths of 1%. Of all the CEOs and the corporate CEOs in America,
wow.
of the publicly traded companies, and every one of those people are in jail right now because of laws that were already on the books before they did what they did.
Yeah.
And yet we have new regulations about this.
Yep. And that's what happens.
I want to come back though to something you probably heard me say before. It's one of my favorite quotes by Albert Camus, the French literary laureate, Nobel laureate. He said, "Integrity has no need of rules."
It's beautiful.
Isn't that something?
It's a beautiful expression, and I actually quoted it in the Speed of Trust book because I loved it for the same reason you do. Integrity has no need of rules. Alan Greenspan said something very similar. You know, he said character has no need of rules. And the point is that you can put all these rules in, you know, the Sarbanes-Oxley's and other mm-hmm. rules, regulations, compliance issues. They're all there because they operate on the premise of low trust to begin with.
Yes.
But if there's not integrity, if there's not already an element of trust, you cannot put in place enough rules for someone that wants to cheat. There's not enough rules you can put in.
But let's talk about the ROI of trust.
Yes.
You're my customer, and you trust me. We've agreed on a deal, and I'm going to deliver, and you're going to pay, and you have asked for certain things. And so the ROI of trust is when I can't deliver, instead of not showing up, I call you and say, "Stephen, I got a problem. I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be a day late." Or if I can deliver on time, I call you and I say, "Stephen, I've got your stuff and I'm going to deliver it. But you know what? I'm not happy with it. And therefore, I would like to reorder and make sure I deliver for you the kind of stuff. What I'm delivering you is okay. It's not as good as I want it to be." Now, what kind of trust is that made? Has that created?
Well, that creates tremendous trust because you're transparent, you're open, you're real.
Yeah.
The customer appreciates that. They respond to it, and you get the dividends that flow from it.
That kind of trust, it has life and legs, doesn't it?
It does. And it
Hold
goes
on to
on
that
and
thought.
On.
I want Stephen to talk to us about that life and legs thing right after these messages. Tim Till, stay with us.
Your heart may be broken tonight. Are you reeling in the east? Slowing away the climb. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. Little Steely Dan coming back in there for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen M. R. Covey. Stephen, give us your website and remind us where the book's available.
Yes, our website is speedoftrust.com. Speedoftrust.com, and you can get the book there. And there's also a bunch of other great resources for our listeners there, including some surveys they can do, no charge for these, on their own credibility and whether people trust them.
Thank you for that. Folks, check that out. Go there and begin the process. If you don't already have a good understanding of it, begin the process of learning how trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best business practice. And, Stephen, I want you to talk to us about that a little bit. Tell us how we can convert trust into an ROI.
Well, see, this is what I think is the exciting thing. Rather than just keep trust in the realm of, you know, this is a good thing, it's important for our society, the reality is that trust is a hard-edged economic driver. It will improve the profitability of your business and the speed at which everything happens. And here's how it works. When trust goes down in any relationship or on a team or in a company or with a client, when trust goes down, speed will go down with it. Everything will take you longer to do, and cost will go up. Everything will cost you more. That is a tax, a low-trust tax. But the opposite is true as well. When trust goes up in any relationship, or with a customer, with a client, with a prospect, on a team, in a company, when trust goes up, speed goes up with it. Everything happens faster, while cost comes down.
So
everything
you get a tax
costs
cut.
You less. That's right. You get a tax cut. You get a,
we
you
like
get
tax
a
cuts.
Dividend. I call it a dividend when the trust is high. You get the dividend, or you get the tax cut from a low trust environment, and that is economic. And that gets played out in every part of the organization with all your relationships, with all your stakeholders. Speed and cost are always affected by trust, and you can measure speed and trust, speed and cost. And so suddenly, this soft item of trust becomes hard and hard-edged. It becomes tangible, and that's exciting.
Well, one of the things that I like to point out to people is to you know, think about it from your customer standpoint. People, especially small business owners, Stephen, people want to trust you. They want to be loyal to you, and one of the main reasons is it's because it's a best business practice. Stephen, if I can trust you, if I can trust you enough to invest loyalty in you, that means I don't have to look around for somebody else, because I've already found the person, the vendor, the employee, the friend, the associate. I've already found the person I need to do this.
That's right. Trust cuts through all the clutter.
Saves
it
time.
It cuts through all the noise. It saves you the time. You trust it. It's like when you go online and you're going to download something, and then a little icon pops up and says, does this come from a trustworthy source? If you answer yes on your computer, then you just move ahead. But if it's no, you got to go check that out, you know, go through customs, so to speak, and find out what's going on. But when the answer is yes, I can trust this source, you instantly download it. And that's what it is in life. When you work with people, with partners that you trust, you instantly move with great speed, and you found your partner. You don't need to keep looking.
Yep. Well, you know, sometimes when I speak, as you, I know you do all over the world, when people engage me to speak, and then, you know, we have an agreement that we put together, and it's good for them, and it's good for me. It's good for both parties.
Sure.
And but you know, recently a friend of mine invited me to speak, and he insisted on paying, and I demurred, but you know, we still haven't worked all that out yet, because I don't necessarily want to. But his people called me and said, do you want to send us an agreement? And I said, let me tell you something. That man and I don't need an agreement on paper. We already have it. And you know what? You know, and I don't care. And obviously I care what happens. I know he'll do what he says he'll do. But I don't need a piece of paper to make that happen with him.
See, that's the type of trust that creates enormous speed. Now imagine that within your company, with on your team, with your own employees, where there's a sense of real trust and confidence in each other and in our word and in doing what we say we're going to do. Imagine the whole team working that way. That's why you can see there's an extraordinary dividend to high trust. It really works. It's economic. It's not just nice guy. This is economic person. This is what delivers results.
And it feeds. It's nourishing to the soul too, isn't it?
It's nourishing to the soul. Everyone wins. It's like a rising tide that raises all boats.
Yeah.
Everything improves because of it.
Speedoftrust.com. Is that it?
Speedoftrust.com.
Check it out, folks. That's the website. That's also the book, now available in paperback. I have my hardback copy, which I'm very proud of. Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today. Say hi to your family for us.
I'll do it, Jim. Always great to be in your show.
Yeah, we'll do it again real soon. Stephen M.R. Covey, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.